Hey there, lover. Welcome home. Yes, yes, I know what you're gonna say. What are you doing here? I thought I told you I never wanted to see you again. And how the hell did you get in here anyway? Well, in brief, I wanted to see you again. So tough shit. And I made the superintendent let me in. Oh, don't be mad at him. A man can't really resist a woman's demands when she's making him feel like his balls are in a vice. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Squeeze! That's the scream I miss. Oh, relax. Your nuts aren't actually being crushed. They just feel like it. Yeah, go ahead. Take off your pants and check. In fact, take all your clothes off. Come on, babe. I used to see you naked all the time. I was your girlfriend for 3 years. Listen, if you don't strip right now, I am going to make you feel more than a squeeze on those nuts. Come on, clothes off. Now! Fine. Be stubborn. Shuck! You don't like that, do you? Feels like a taser zapping your nuts. Much more intense than all the slapping and kicking I used to do to those puppies. Oh my God. You're on the floor in agony. And you still won't get naked for me? What else do I have to do? You want to feel a hot poker up your ass? You sure? Because if I don't start seeing some skin, I am gonna... There we go. Good boy. Here, I'll make the pain stop. See? Gone in an instant. Instead, you're feeling something much nicer, aren't you? Remember how I used to suck and lick your balls after a good busting session? How does 3 of my mouths on there feel without any lingering pain to counter it? Lick and kiss. Whoo! You like that one a lot. You're getting all nice and hard for me. Come on. Don't stop. You still have your socks and shirt on. There we go. Not a stitch on you. Just like I like ya. Now kneel before me. Seriously, babe, you just felt me destroy your balls without even touching you. Are you seriously going to not do what I say? Get on your knees in front of me. Now. Oh my God, it's like training a puppy. Squeak! Oh, that got you going. All right, good. Now, spread your knees out and grab your ankles. Come on, just do it. Babe, I can hurt you so much worse than kicking them. Trust me, you're gonna want me to just kick them when I'm through with you. I remember when you had fun with my ball busting. I know you were just doing it for my sake, but that's what made it so wonderful. You were suffering just for me. And in return, I let you fuck me in any hole you wanted. Any pool, no matter how uncomfortable it was. See? We had such a good thing going. We fulfilled each other's fantasies, made each other happy. So why? Why did you dump me? That was so cruel. I never found another man who could take my ball busting like you could. Yeah, I know I could be a bitch and we'd argue all the time, but that just made the sex so much better when we made up, don't you think? No, don't get up. Stay like that. Here, if you're having trouble, I can just freeze you in place. There. Can't break out of your pose, can you? Feels like your body's been locked in a steel cast. The magic binds you from the inside, so you've got no hope of muscling out of it. What do you mean? What magic? Sex magic, of course. Duh. How else do you think I'm making you feel things without touching you? You know, sex magic. That power all of us women are getting. Babe, have you been living under a rock? I know it's only just reached our town recently, but surely you've noticed it. Oh, I see. You live by yourself. You don't go out much, and you're working in a mostly male office. You don't have a girlfriend. At least you don't live with your parents. I imagine your mom and sister would be flipping out seeing how pervy you are. You really don't know about any of this? It's been spreading around for like a month. Good grief. Do you even watch the news? Don't you go to kink sites anymore? Wow, okay. Let me give you the lowdown. Sex magic lets a woman control your penis and testicles with her thoughts. I think, kick to the balls, and you feel it. Like, so, kick! Oh, don't be a wuss. That was only half as hard as I used to do to you. Here, I can also think, blowjob, and you'll feel a mouth sucking you. Suck! Pretty sweet, huh? I don't even have to say the spells either. I just think it's more fun that way. Oh, geez, my tongue spells were still going on your balls. You're not gonna last long with those and a mouth on you. I don't want you popping off while I'm laying down the law here. So, block! You winced like a wuss. Didn't feel anything with that last one, did ya? Trust me, you will. Pretty soon, too. If I'm sensing you right. So where was I? The magic. So I can cast spells on you, mainly just on your dick and balls. Which is weird, but I'm not complaining. I can also sense when you're aroused, how close you are to coming, all your sexual thoughts. I'm going through them right now. It's been a year since you dumped me, but you haven't been with anyone since. Lucky for you, I don't know what I would have done if I found another girl here. I'd probably still be crushing your balls while I beat her ass. Speaking of, slap! There you go. Some nice little love taps on your nuts. I'm even timing it with the mouth, like I used to. Anyway, looking through your thoughts, I find it very interesting to see that you've been jacking off to thoughts of me! And all those pictures I let you take for the whole past year. You've barely looked at any other porn or even thought of any other women. See? You still want me. You know no one could fulfill your desires like I can. Even if I was a total pain in the ass to live with, I was the best slave that you will ever have. That you... Uh-oh. See? Even though you're pissed at me, the way I am working your poor, helpless nuts and your throbbing dick, you're about to blow your load right now, aren't you? Yeah, I can tell. I know to the second, to the stroke, how close you are, thanks to my new magic senses. But I don't really even need them with you. I can tell from the way that you gasp, the way that you squirm, even bound by my spell, the way your eyes scrunch and you grimace and you make that cute little whimper. Yeah, come on. Try to pop. Try to hose me down like you used to. You're really close now. Just a few more strokes. God, that is so fucking awesome. Yes, that was my first blocking spell. Yeah, I almost can't believe it worked. Oh, what's wrong? Can't come? Your penis is all tense and jerking, and you're right there at the peak of ecstasy. But you just can't seem to go over, no matter how good it feels. Oh, is it starting to hurt? Is your poor, helpless penis starting to overload? If you don't manage to get over that edge, if I just hold you right there at the peak, the pleasure is going to become too much, and it'll feel as bad as all that ball busting. You want to know the best part? I can make it last for hours, for days, forever. And babe, this is nothing. I haven't even pushed the sensations to your limits, much less beyond them. This is just a taste of what I can do. I can break you through your cock with just a single wicked thought. Want it to stop now? You want it to stop so that you can think and breathe and move again? Well, I suppose I should, just to make sure that you're paying close attention to what I say next. Here, I'll put them on pause for a moment, let you catch your breath. So, you understand what it means to defy me now? Whether through pain or pleasure, you're now my helpless little bitch boy. So, here's how it is. I want you back. I want to feel you inside me again. I want to beat the shit out of your nuts. We may not have been a great couple, but we were damn good lovers. And you denying me that for a whole year is bullshit. Total fucking bullshit. And thanks to these powers, I am going to rectify your stupid mistake. You don't want to be my boyfriend? I'll settle for having you as my sex slave. Understood? What was that? Are you fucking serious? You can see, you can feel the kind of power that I have over you. You know what I can do if you piss me off. And you're still going to call me a stupid cunt? Why you? You. Oh, I get it now. just trying to rile me up because you realized how much you miss my punishments. You want me to discipline you. Okay then, bitch boy. Brace yourself. You think your dick is hard now? You don't know what hard is.
Harder! Harder! Hard as steel. Hard as a diamond!
How does that feel, huh? Does it hurt?
Good. Now suck and stroke and fuck. Faster, deeper. Now squeeze your balls and slap and kick. Harder, faster.
Yeah, you like that, bitch? This is what the magic can do to you. You never even dreamed such agony and ecstasy was possible. And I can still make it so much more intense, beyond even this. But not now. We'll work up to that later. Right now, I am going to have some fun with my toy. Let me just shift that binding spell so you're flat on your back, spread eagle. Yeesh! You're really thrashing and screaming. I guess I should bind your mouth, too. There we go. Freeze! Man, look at that cock. I've used vibrators less stiff and jerky than that. Good thing the magic protects you from injury, or I'm pretty sure your cock would explode like an overfilled balloon from all this. Now, what hole would you prefer? Pussy or ass? Since it's your first time with magic, I'll let you decide. Right. You are too out of your mind with sensation overload. Oh well, pussy it is. I can reward you with my ass later, if you're a good slave for me. But for now, let's give this bad boy a ride. Oh fuck. It's intense. Fuck. They weren't kidding about the energy. Jesus fuck. Well, man, that was better than I ever imagined. Was it good for you, Ben, babe? Okay. All right, my spells are still going. I guess I should stop them. There. It's all right now. You're okay. I know it was super intense. More intense than you've ever felt, but you will be okay. That magic does not let you really get hurt. So you understand me now, baby? How you are all mine to use and abuse as I please? If you're a good boy for me, I'll treat you well. I can make you feel pleasures beyond imagining. But if you keep being bad and fighting me and calling me mean names and telling me no, I'm gonna punish you even worse than I did just now. So choose your next words carefully, baby. You're gonna be a good boy for me?
Excellent. Oh, I knew you'd come around. No, I did not turn your orgasm block off.
That is one spell I'm keeping on ya. How long? Well, I'm going to consider every orgasm you had while thinking of me since the breakup to retroactively be applied towards your new release schedule.
You'll have to skip all your upcoming releases until you've paid off your debt. I was planning on letting you come once a month, so however many times you shot off the past year, that's how many months you'll have to wait till I let you come again. We can tally that number later. But I can already tell you, you may as well consider your next orgasm part of your retirement package. Oh, baby. Don't cry. I know, it's so mean of me. But your little blue balls should be the least of your concerns. Remember, you're my little sex slave bitch boy now. Your only concern should be pleasing me. Isn't that right? Good boy.